Welcome back to the Marketplace. It is, of course, our dive of everything happening during the free agency period. Hashtag MBL Marketplace to leave us your thoughts and your questions, and we will get to them all the time. But one of the exciting things that's really taken place since free agency opened last Monday is a couple of very, very young Australian talented players coming back to the league. We want to learn a little bit more about them, what they do, some of their characteristics, and what they're going to bring to their respective teams. And to do that, we talk, of course, to the co-founder of Airtime Scouting. He is the man that follows the Australian youngsters and New Zealand youngsters at college well before everyone else. I speak, of course, of Michael Hubin. Michael, thanks for joining us on the Marketplace.
Thanks, Jack. Awesome to be on and excited to talk about some of the new talent that will be joining the NBL this season.
Why don't we start with the freshest name, and that was Elijah Pepper. That's dropped in the last 24 hours. Country Victoria boy is going to land at the Wildcats.
Yeah, this is a fantastic pickup for Perth, and if I had to bet, probably the most impactful college returner that we'll see this offseason. His college resume at UC Davis is staggering. I wouldn't even begin to try rattling off all the accolades, but if we look at this past season alone, Pepper was named Big West Player of the Year and finished as UC Davis's all-time leading scorer. He's also the second all-time leading scorer in Big West history, which puts him above some familiar names to NBL fans, including Casper Ware, Orlando Johnson, and Alan Williams as well. So he's in some pretty amazing company there. Now, I don't bring those names up as a comparison. I don't think he's going to come in and be a high-level import-like producer, but he is a proven bucket getter. It feels like it would be a shock if he didn't come in and have some sort of impact immediately.
His backstory is a unique one in some respects because he will play in the NBL as a local, even though he essentially hasn't lived in Australia for quite some time.
Yeah, it's a name that a lot of people rightfully would not know have been on the radar for a lot of Australians up to this point. And despite being born here in Shepparton, here in Victoria, he relocated to Washington very early in life, but some may be more familiar with his dad, Ryan, who had a Hall of Fame D2 career in Central Washington. He actually came out to Australia where he played for a number of different teams, including Shepparton in the Big V competition, as well as his brother, Jason. So it's a very full circle moment for Elijah now to be returning back to play here down under.
So for Wildcats fans listening to this and for NBL fans who are fascinated with the Elijah Pepper story and what he's going to bring, What kind of comparison can you give us, Michael, in terms of the player and his skill sets?
Yeah, look, if you watch the tape, he's clearly not an elite athlete. He's a little undersized as a shooting guard. He doesn't jump out of the gym. And that's going to be the biggest question mark, is that jump in athleticism. But we've seen a guy in a similar mold with a similar skill set to Pepper do extremely well here. And that's DJ Vasiljevic. Can he score 15, 20 a game like DJ did this past season? I hesitate to gauge that highly, but there are some similarities. They're both incredible shooters, quick release, deep range, super crafty coming off screens, very comfortable ball handlers. There are a lot of parallels to be made between the two.
What kind of role do you see him playing with the Wildcats, particularly if he's a bucket getter? I mean, we've got the number one bucket getter in the competition in Bryce Cotton, but Ty Webster showed his scoring chops in the back end of the season. Where does Elijah fit into all of this?
Yeah, well, Elijah comes in, he's going to have a lot of trust with John Riley because John actually recruited Pepper as a college coach when he was at Boise State in Santa Barbara. So that relationship runs really deep. They clearly value him very highly as a player. But it's going to be a really deep guard rotation this year for Perth. They have a lot of scoring power, potentially not a lot of defense in the backcourt. So the big question for them is, who's going to coexist and really work well as a combo together between Cotton, Webster, Pepper, and of course you got Ben Henschel, who we all want to see more of this season as well. It's going to be their dilemma, but it's a good problem to have.
One of the names that landed on Monday when free agency opened was Kelly LaPepe. Now, I must admit, even just looking at photos and videos of this young man, I'm drawn to him, everything from his physique to the way that he plays and, of course, the hairstyle.
Yeah, I've heard stories after LMU games, he goes straight from the post-game press conference, straight to the bench press, and he's pumping out sets straight away. So he's going to get in the gym, he's going to work hard. You don't have to worry about him physically against NBL-level men. Talks a bit of trash too, so I don't think he's going to be intimidated by the jump to pro basketball. But this is a guy, you know, you look at his height, he's 6'6". He might be considered a bit of an undersized big, but when you consider that frame and the strength, this is a guy that has consistently proven his ability to compete with bigger and longer players, and he gets it done.
He's a hard worker. He kind of seems like he's going to fit this Brian Gorgian mold. In some respects, Michael, it feels like the perfect first pro coach for a guy like Kelly.
Yeah, well, he actually has some connections to the Gorgian family. He played at Box Hill Secondary College, and so he has that tie with his brother who coached at the time there. Same with Tyler Robertson, who we'll get to. But it's going to be a really interesting team. He mentioned two factors. Obviously, Sydney's winning history over the last few years being a major part to the decision, but then also learning under the GOAT, Coach Gorgian, is going to be a big factor. Now, the trade-off always going to a winning program is they often are quite deep and you need to find minutes somewhere. Now, I look at him, maybe he's a bit small, doesn't have the rim protection for the five, maybe not quite the ball skills for the three. So as a four-man, how's he going to find minutes between, you've got Xavier Cooks, Quiet Noy, and potentially Alex Tui as well? It'll be really curious to see, but I think if Kelly gets the opportunity, he's ready to contribute.
I liked your comparison of Elijah Pepper and DJ Vasiljevic, so I'm going to ask you to do something very similar here for Kelly. Give us an NBL comparison.
Yeah, I think of players that have come back from college in recent years that have come in and made an impact doing the dirty work. Think Mason Peatling or Kyle Bowen this past season. And Kelly's the type of guy that's going to scrap it up. He's going to fight on the boards. He's going to level a few guys with screens and do all those one percenters. But when you think about where Kelly differs, and this is maybe where his upside's even higher, is there's more offensive juice to his game. Yes, he'll do the dirty work and he'll get those opportunistic baskets, but he's also a shooter that can space the floor. He's a smart and willing passer, has some skill finishing in the paint as well. So you consider all those factors, he's a genuine two-way threat. And that's where comparisons to someone like Mika Vekona, who Olgan mentioned people around the league are liking him to, start to make a lot of sense.
The other name from this week is Tyler Robertson, 6'6 wing. I was watching some of his clips this morning. Brian Gorgian has got a history of guys of this sort of size and this sort of skill set playing under him. This feels like a really good fit.
Yeah, Gorge historically loves these type of guys, and credit to the Kings here for becoming such a lucrative destination for young talent. You know, getting both Robertson and Leo Pepe to the program speaks to the organization. It obviously speaks to Brian Gorgian and people's want to learn under him. And for the Kings, they just keep stacking up on young talent that can seriously flesh out their rotation.
He shoots the ball really well as well. That's a standout when you read some of the, I guess, the write-ups from him in the last 12 months is how well he does shoot at Portland.
Yeah, look, he does everything on the offensive end. He was an absolute stat sheet stuffer in college. Portland picked him up in 2021 and he's essentially been the star there, and they've run that offense through them every year. He can shoot it at a really high level, run off screens, shoot out of a variety of actions. So he has that ability to play off of others. You can give him the ball and he can essentially function as a big point guard as well, and has fantastic vision as a playmaker there. And he also uses his size. He's got this strong upper body to make easy work of smaller players in the post as well. He's really skilled. I think of one game back in 2022, it was actually against Kelly and Alan Mueller, no less. And Robertson put up one of the best lines I have ever seen from an Australian in college in recent years. Get this, 31 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists. He went 5 of 5 from 3, 10 of 10 from the line, and he only had one turnover. So it goes to show just how incredibly well-rounded he is, but also how important it is to put the ball in his hands.
That's incredible numbers. Now, Brian Gorgian, I think we're starting to see already with the way that he's shaping this Sydney Kings team that he wants versatility, he wants flexibility. So do you see everything you've just mentioned about Tyler, do you see him playing a role under Brian Gorgian next season?
Yeah, look, one thing's for sure, Gorgian is loading up on multiple playmakers. It was spoken about when he was signed. Gorge loves them. And I think they're going to have some very versatile lineups. And Robertson's the type of guy that is extremely skilled, extremely smart. And that's the type of player you want to bet on. Now, I think the biggest question for his role, he's been a star at the college level, a true triple-double threat at times. But what is he at the NBL level? He's not necessarily going to be playing against smaller players. And we're used to seeing him in a very ball dominant role. So his biggest adjustment, and it'll come down to the ingenuity of Gorgian and utilizing him as well, is how is he going to take that unique skill set and use it to exploit mismatches, depending on who's guarding him at the time.
It's exciting to see all three of these guys come back to Australia and play in the NBL. I can't wait to see all of them. One other name, Michael, that is being discussed a lot and spoken about a lot is Alex Tsoukas. Have we got any kind of update on his intentions at this stage?
Yeah, nothing's locked in. There are a few murmurs. I know that Cairns' name was floated around a little bit. We're yet to know where exactly he's going to land, but wherever he lands, expect him to make an instant impact as well. He's probably the other big domino in terms of returning college talent, a guy with great size, great shooting ability. You can peg him in to be a fantastic outside shooter and role player in his first year in the league.
Now, you're across all these youngsters like no one else that I've seen, and your knowledge today has been fantastic. There's one other name, though, that is a very, very well-known name in Australian basketball. Should we be keeping an eye out for here?
Yeah, Sean Bairstow, the brother of Cam, who we've seen have an amazing career both in the NBA and the NBL, is finishing up his college career. He's assessing his professional options, and he's a guy very different to Cam. We know Cam is this inside big man. Sean is more of a big wing, a lot more of an athletic profile. He's got a little bit of work to do in terms of his outside shot and refining some of those edges. So he might be looked at potentially as a DP initially, but this is a guy with some serious upside who teams should be taking a long, hard look at.
Michael, thanks for joining us on the show today. Great to have your knowledge and your insights. As I mentioned, that these youngsters coming back to the league is such a great boon for us to be able to watch as fans, but also for them as they begin their professional journey. So thanks for shedding a bit of light on them today.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
We will catch you next time on The Marketplace.